Welcome again to worship tonight. My name is Eric Holland. I'm the pastor here at Holden. And on Saturday nights during the summer, we sing, during all year long, actually, we sing a setting of evening prayer. In the summer especially, we sing Vespers 86, a setting of evening prayer by Marty Haugen, known to many others in many other places as Holden Evening Prayer. A few words about the service before we begin. You'll be invited to stand at a couple of points during the service. You can simply watch for that invitation. We'll stand at the beginning as we sing the hymn to the light of Christ, which shines in our midst. We'll also stand a little later on as we sing the Magnificat, Mary's song. A word about the psalm that we'll sing on page 4 and 5. On page 5, you'll note that it divides into two parts, and our wonderful musician family over here has decided how it's going to be done by birthdays. If your birthday is from January to June, you're going to sing part one. And if your birthday falls between July and December, you'll sing part two. A little later in the service, there'll be an invitation for us all together to pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. There is a version of that prayer printed here in your worship folder. Know that you're invited to pray that prayer in whichever language or version you know best, whichever is deepest in your own memory. So we'll pray that differently, even as we pray it together, and then we'll all join in singing on the very last page that final blessing all together. Finally, just a word about today, August 15th, and this day in our church's liturgical calendar. It's a day honoring Mary, the mother of Jesus. And since early times, the church has honored Mary with a particular term that's quite amazing, really. If you think about it, it's a Greek term, Theotokos, and it means bearer of God, bearer of God. And so tonight we honor Mary as well with a few of our readings. One of them will be part of the Magnificat. The church for evening prayer sings Magnificat at the end, at the close of every day. And so we'll both sing that and we'll hear a portion of that from Luke's gospel along with another passage from Isaiah that is assigned for today, this day honoring Mary, the mother of Jesus. Again, welcome to worship tonight.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. Stay with us now, for it is evening. Let your light scatter the darkness.
Joyous light of heavenly glory, love. A reading from Isaiah. Because their shame was double and dishonor was proclaimed as their lot, therefore they shall possess a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for God has clothed me with the garments of salvation and has covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. And a reading from Luke's Gospel. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, who has looked with favor on me, a lowly servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is the name of the Lord, whose mercy for the God-fearing from generation to generation. The arm of the Lord is filled with strength, scattering the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. God has helped Israel, the Lord's servant, in remembrance of mercy, according to the promise God made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever."
Angel. keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
Merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.